it's been easy. We started out with just 70 volunteers and did 20 jobs 30 years ago, and I guess they told a couple of friends because it meant something to them, what they were able to do, the work they were able to accomplish for elderly and disabled homeowners, and it's grown now to, last year we had 914 volunteers and did 130 jobs.
Can you give me a thumbnail sketch of what Repair Affair is?
I sure can. You know, PwC, all year long with professionals, is repairing homes and providing energy conservation and modifications to allow low-income homeowners to stay safely in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
But one day a year, we set aside a special day for primarily skilled volunteers on Repair Affair to have them help us because there's our contracts are limited, our dollars are limited, and if we can get some materials on a job and bring in some volunteers, we can do more.
And you're expecting more than 1,000 volunteers to turn out to help 100 people in need. How do you get so many folks? Is it just by that word of mouth?
It is primarily, but we have, a great history having 30 years of this. It's really, in Repair Fair, it's kind of almost limiting it. It's managing all that. So we have an event in the fall that we'll I'm sure you'll help me with as well promote, but it's Repair Fair. We can bring people out in that and even more. It's, you know, raking leaves, cleaning gutters. And that event can have many, many thousands of people. But when we're doing for Repair Fair, we do in big jobs. It could be a roof replacement, a porch, or building a ramp, some plumbing work.
And you said you need some skilled professionals, or you have skilled professionals, plus regular volunteers. Are you still in need of people?
Matt, we are. We are always in need of skilled volunteers. And in fact, Repair Fair is a day. It's May 12th, but we almost call it a season now because not everybody's available on that day. But the following weekend, we have a backup. And there's other days that if people are available and want to give to our mission, then we will make it possible for them. So we're always looking for people that that have the heart to give.
You've been doing this for a long time. Does any one particular story or event stand out in your memory?
There was a young lady up in Middletown who was born without eyes and many physical disabilities, and she lived with her parents, and they were low income, and they just had a hard way to go as they were trying to do some things. And the father was actually had a heart condition as well. And the volunteers on Repair Fair fixed a door and did some electrical work for them and a ceiling fan, a little bit of duct work. And they thought of the volunteers as a godsend and said that they couldn't have made it without them. And the blessing that they were, those small things that not everyone can do and that we take for granted, made a dramatic impact on that family. And that's what Repair Fair is about. It's helping your neighbors and doing some things for them that you'd want done for your mother, your grandmother, someone in your family. Let's just make it a little easier for each other.
You can find out how to get more information on the 30th annual Repair Affair on our website at wnku.org under local news. Jock Pitts, congratulations on 30 years. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Matt.